Should this guy call off the relationship? Like, should he end it after what happened? Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. This guy wrote something. I'm going to kind of read what he said. My girlfriend of the past 3.5 years told me that she went to her sister's wedding without me. Like, that was kind of planned out. It was last weekend, and she ended up seeing her ex and kissed her ex. Now, she didn't make out, she's saying, but it was a kiss, so I assume there's some passion to it. But she also claimed she was drunk. Now, this guy feels devastated, and he's not even sure if they should continue on the relationship, because he actually said, I had a trip planned for us coming up later this month to go to Spain, and that's when I was going to, you know, pop the question and ask her to marry me, and she was aware that we were going to be doing this. I don't know about if she knew the proposal was actually coming, but she knew there's a big romantic trip to Spain that was just a month away, and, you know, she said, that's all I ever want. That would be so great. And he said, well, now that this happened, I don't know what to do. I'm so hurt. So 833-JOE-ALEX, the girlfriend of 3.5 years here, goes to a wedding. Obviously, that's cool. He went, you know, knew that she'd go without him and ran into her ex and kissed. He's kind of wondering, do I propose now? Do I continue on with this? He says that they live together, they have a dog, they built a life together, which means a breakup would make it even more difficult. You, first of all, should never stay in a relationship just because it's going to be an awkward separation.
Don't move in with somebody unless you're married, because this is the crap that happens. Now you have to divvy it up. It's so much harder. I mean, that's a personal opinion, but that's why I have never done that, because that's what I'm terrified of, is this happening. I think before he makes a decision, he has to read her text messages, because no girl is going to kiss her ex-boyfriend and they don't discuss it after. Word on text. So I think he'll be able to see what all happened.
You think?
Yeah, I think he should look through her phone.
You're saying that she's going to talk to the ex-boyfriend about it?
I know. Yes. I have plenty That's of friends true. That have, like, at bars kissed their ex or made out with their ex, and then they, like, literally don't talk to him for another 2 years.
Really?
That's
they
what
don't
saying,
talk
like-
about it afterwards. Now, I did that when I was single. I did that, like, in college. Me and my ex made out at a bar. I hadn't seen him for a year. Saw each other drunk that night, made out with him at a bar. Next day, I haven't talked to him since then.
How many exes have you made out with while you've been with Jewel Daddy right now?
Zero. That is the only ex I have ever, like, gone, like, back to and had kissed after we've broken up. Because once we're broken up, I'm like, no, that's it. Like, you can't pass go. You lost your chances.
I don't like it. I'm not saying it's cool. It's just a kiss. You can do that at every wedding. No. Like, whether it's a passionate makeout or a kiss, it's still intimacy. But I feel like my double standard of asking for forgiveness and never forgiving Lindsay, my wife, I think I could look past a kiss. I would be really hurt. I wouldn't just be like, oh, it's fine, don't worry about it. But I don't think I would, if I was dating her and I really loved her and I was going to propose to that woman, I don't think I would call it off. No, he's saying one thing too, Alex. He's like, I don't know if she's going to be faithful to me anymore. If she did that, like he said, he's always going to have doubts. And in that case, if you're going to have doubts, I would just assume, all right, man, if you can't live your life that way, then just end it. But I don't think that means she's going to cheat on him again necessarily.
Here's the solution. He needs to have her do some colonial chores. That'll teach anybody a lesson. Yes. Have her wash their clothes by hand, churn some butter. That's really hard work, and she'll never make this mistake again.
Oh, that sounds like a fair punishment. Elise, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up? What do you think?
Hi, I was just wondering, like, how did he find out about the kiss, though?
I don't know. I didn't see that in the story. I'm sure somebody said something.
No, I'm sure she told him.
Because if she told him, I feel like there should be, like, a more boundary of a trust level there. Because if she would have, like, he found it on the sneak or something, then obviously question it. But
hashtag on the sneak. I like on the sneak.
I mean, I think, like, she probably told him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, actually, I'm reading it again. She actually was drunk. She said she was drunk, but she told him, like, hey, just so you know, I was drunk, and I kissed my ex at the wedding I went to without you. So she didn't hide it. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about that. She told him. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I think it's still definitely a big deal because it is an ex, but I do feel like there should be that little bit more of a trust on his half of, like, you know, trusting her. Because she told him, you know, and he didn't find out from, like, a friend or, like, a text message or, you know, she told him.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, Elise. We appreciate it. Around the room, let me ask then, hypothetically, everybody's in a relationship, yada, 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 yada. Pork Chop, your boy, Toy Chase, he's a hottie. I've seen him. We went to a gay bar before, and you had to, like, put people away with baseball bats so they wouldn't get up on him. Yeah, he's drunk, and he kisses another guy. Does that mean you guys are over, or are you going to give him another chance?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean,
just kisses.
I mean, that's not cool at all. I would probably give him another chance, but like that's some things would be very different because that's not cool.
Live the web girl. Jewel Daddy seems like a good guy. I have no problem with him.
If he kissed his ex just because I know who his ex is and she's kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, yeah, it might be done.
So it seems like he has the same kind of attraction.
Ha 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 ha. So funny.
All right, what if it was a random girl, though?
A random girl? I mean, I don't know. That, like, is devastating to even think about. I really have no idea what I would do in the situation because I have, like, gone back to guys that have cheated on me.
Uh-huh.
And it's never ended well. So it's not like they've cheated on me again, but the relationship just turns to absolute trash after that.
Alex, wrap it up with you. What would you do?
You better take some churn and butter classes. Make me some toast. Mama wants her breakfast.
So is that a yes? As long as you feed her, it's going to be all okay.
That's right.
All right, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.